This episode is brought to you by the Kia PowerOn event, featuring the award-winning Kia EV6 with ultra-fast charging. Available now with 2.9% APR representative, £1,000 PCP finance deposit contribution, and 2 years free servicing when you order by the 29th of February. Take the lead. Drive electric. Search the Kia PowerOn event today. T's and C's apply. Kia Finance. Free servicing offer available until 29th of February.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, January 29th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon and robotic vacuum maker iRobot have nixed their deal amid regulatory pushback. The transaction, in which Amazon would have bought iRobot for $1.7 billion, was originally agreed to in August 2022. Now, Amazon will pay iRobot a $94 million termination fee. The acquisition is one of several recent tech deals that have been challenged by global regulators and another sign that Amazon faces growing regulatory scrutiny in the U.S. and abroad. We're exclusively reporting that some auto dealers are pushing General Motors to introduce hybrid models out of concern that they risk losing customers who aren't ready to make the switch to fully electric cars. Dealers who serve on advisory committees to GM have expressed concern that more customers are looking for a middle ground between conventional gas engine cars and EVs. That's according to people involved in the discussions. GM executives have acknowledged the dealers' views, but haven't made any commitments to future hybrid options. And Italy's privacy authority says it has filed a complaint against ChatGPT owner OpenAI. The data protection regulator said that it believes OpenAI's chatbot could have violated European Union personal data laws following a probe that began in March. OpenAI didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. At the time the Italian regulator opened its probe last year, OpenAI said it believed it complied with privacy laws in Europe. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.